The Obama administration has issued a draft guidance that seeks to clarify exactly which waterways, water bodies, and wetlands are covered by the Clean Water Act. Almost certainly, the proposal will expand the number of aquatic areas subject to Clean Water Act regulations. According to farm groups, they say the guidance will create more confusion than clarity. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson told reporters yesterday the proposal, if implemented following a 60-day public comment period and subsequent rulemaking process, would lead to more aquatic areas coming under regulatory scrutiny.
I do think there will be some expansion in waters that currently maybe people might view as isolated, and when we show that they're connected ecologically, biologically, or chemically, that what happens in that water body affects the navigable waterway. It'll be clear that there'll be some increase in jurisdiction. It's not clear how much, though. This is not some massive increase as far as we can tell.
The Supreme Court limited Clean Water Act coverage to navigable waters, but according to Jackson,
you cannot protect the navigable water, right, if all the tributaries to that waterway are unprotected, because the water flows downhill, and so you can't protect just a single water body. And the question becomes, how far up, basically, how far upstream is under jurisdiction?
She said the draft guidance will give EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers field staff the ability to more accurately make that call.
What the guidance proposes is essentially to look at whether or not there are biological or chemical connections between the upstream water body or wetland and the downstream navigable water, which is clearly jurisdictional, and to look at the significant nexus between those, and it's going to be on a case-by-case basis.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack points out the guidelines preserve existing exemptions for certain agricultural practices,
including prior converted croplands, areas involving irrigation ditches, stock ponds, and alike. We recognize and appreciate that farmers are willing to step up. We at USDA are anxious to work with our sister agencies in a way that advances this clean water effort.
But the guidance does create more uncertainty, according to agriculture groups, when it comes to the Clean Water Act. Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee agrees with those ag groups, saying that it is just another power grab by EPA. He says that this will undeniably expand the regulatory scope and federal jurisdiction over waterways. He says this guidance builds a foundation for EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to regulate essentially any body of water, such as a farm pond or even a ditch. Once again, he says the EPA is trying to broaden its jurisdiction without authority to do so. He says they are going well beyond congressional intent of the Clean Water Act. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.